Welcome back to the Morning Skate here on 90.7, the Capstone. On the home stretch here, we've had a whole morning slash, I guess it's early afternoon now, of good hockey talk for you guys. I'm Seth Juniak, your host, joined by the Andrews, Claire, and Wallace on the other side. Again, just, you know, thank you guys for joining me. I'm so glad. It was such a fun segment. Such a fun couple segments, anyway.
It has been. Great show today. I've been enjoying it.
Who doesn't want to talk hockey?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we talk about everything else, Alabama football all day. We need a break, especially with no football going on. And, you know, baseball's coming up, and I'm excited for that. But, yeah, you know, hockey's in full swing, and I can't ignore that.
Especially with the cold weather right now we're having in here, it makes perfect sense.
Snow in Tuscaloosa. That's my bad pun of the day. Tuca Rask, Tuscaloosa pun.
It's funny you mentioned that. I wrote into my student section outline, I was listening to CBS Radio, and they had a pun segment. It was nothing but, like, they would have, like, the game. Here's what happened. They would have the game, and, you know, they would say, like, who won? It was, like, for instance, it was, like, the, you know, the Suns play the Heat or something, and then the Suns beat the Heat, for instance. That's just an example. I mean, I'm not saying the Suns beat the Heat, but, you know, and then, you know.
They will Tuesday.
And then what they would do is, like, all right, and then the other guys would come up with a pun for it. So it was the Suns out-heat the Heat, for instance.
Oh, I get it.
And, like, you know, for instance, like, the Canadians played the Oilers or something. It's like, Canadians drill the Oilers. And, like, that's what it was. They would say who won, you know, two teams, and then who won, and then they'd have to come up, like, with a, like, quick, on-spot, a pun for it.
That's too far up my alley. I could kill segments doing that, and people would tune out.
I've already written it into my outline for Thursday, so if you're listening, guys, Thursday, it's going to be fun. But either way, we're, you know, again, let's kind of wrap up our show. We're on our last segment here, so, you know, let's knock it out, and just while we're young, I guess. So I know that, Andrew, you were saying you had a couple things to add before we got talking Alabama hockey and women's hockey.
Yeah, I mentioned we didn't really get too much into Slovenia, even though the U.S. does play them, and they are in their group, but this is a team that's ranked 18th, and they really weren't expected to be in this group, and I think a reason why is the Rodman brothers, David and Marcel. They were the third-ranked team out of four in Group F, but they only needed two games to secure their bid to the Olympics, and they beat Belarus and Denmark, so two teams that aren't necessarily too shabby. And some coach quotes from Coach Kopitar, he said that David Rodman in Slovenian translates to scoring punch. I don't know if that's actually true, or I feel like it's a joke, but at the same time, you never know. And his other quote was, that's Rodman talking about a goal that he scored. He went in from the left side and scored two goals in the last game, and then he made a neat move eluding two checkers in one swing. And Rodman said, I was looking for a pass, but when no one was in front of me, I went to net. And Kopitar said, that's Rodman. He's our difference maker. He's a pure goal scorer and one of the best on our team. And as I mentioned, that was his third of the tournament. So the Rodman brothers, keep an eye on them. David will be in line one, Marcel in line two for Slovenia.
It'll be very interesting to see if they do kill it on the international ice. I wonder how many NHL offers I'm sure they don't. I'm sure the NHL player. An NHL contract's fatter than what they're getting right now, I'd imagine.
Me too.
Just by you know, going by what I know about NHL contracts. So, as advertised, thank you for that. Slovenia is a team. I just see Anze Kopitar, and next to his name is LA Kings, and then no one else plays on an NHL squad. So, you know, again, this is the stories you dig for. You know, nice reporting there.
I gotcha.
So before we end our morning skate here, well, I guess it's the afternoon skate, it being 12:20, I do want to talk about two other, I guess, niche hockey stories. One is the Alabama men's hockey team last night. They played Florida, who, in as far as the SEC seeding goes, I think Alabama was fifth and Florida was fourth. And so Alabama notched a pretty authoritative win over them, 6-1 over the Florida Gators. Judge Collins got two of the goals, and Ryan Vinson, 37 save shutout, or not shutout, but, you know, one goal performance for him. Andrew, I know you were listening to the game last night. Do you have anything? What happened?
Yeah, you know, they got on in the first minute, I believe about 17 seconds of the game, Alabama scored, but then Florida tied it up at the end of the first, so it was 1-1 going into the second, and within a 2 to 3 minute span, they jumped out to three quick goals, making it 4-1 after two, and then two extra insurance goals in the third period to make it 6-1. It was just all Alabama, really. It really was. Florida, just after that 4-1 jump in the second, a couple power play goals got them going, too. It's just really not a game.
Yeah, and like I was saying, though, Florida came into that game ranked fourth in the SEC, and Bama was fifth. So that really is a that's a hopscotch of a game that may put them in the in the tournament, and in the national D3 tournament. And today they're playing Arkansas. They're playing Arkansas in about 2 hours. Puck drop is at Pelham, and Arkansas is a team who is very good, at least as far as the SEC is concerned. I think Arkansas has won the past two seasons, maybe even the past three seasons, but they're a team that always has a berth in the national tournament.
They beat Alabama twice this season already, 2-5 and 1-4. So
But Alabama's playing a lot better, especially considering their last couple games against Central Florida, Vanderbilt. So Alabama, I think they've got a chance, but, they need to play their best hockey, and they need to catch Arkansas on an off night. Moving on from that, women's hockey in the Olympics. We spent so much time dissecting the men's U.S. roster, but, and I guess the chances for a gold medal in hockey are much better for the women's team, just because, really, if we talk men's hockey, there's Sweden, there's Slovenia, there's Slovakia, Russia, Finland. All these teams have a legitimate chance to win a gold medal, I think. And then you get to the women's, it's only a two-horse race, really, with the U.S. and Canada. So with that being said, they won their game on Friday. I would say last night, but it was more like 2:30 in the morning is when this game happened, I think. So, women's hockey wins 3-1 over Finland, so they move on to their next game with, a big 0 in their loss column and a big 1 in their win column. But this game really was, the score doesn't say it, 3-1, but this was a domination. The U.S. team scored 53 seconds in. That is Kelly Stack. She gets her, I think that's her 8th Olympic goal, going back to the past two competitions. And there's a lot of other good teams there, too, with good players. Alex Carpenter, actually, is the daughter of former NHLer Bobby Carpenter. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of there's a lot of bloodlines here for the U.S. team. And, obviously, they're hockey families, and they want to play for their country. And that's, this is the dream for them.
Well, I'll let Mr. Claire here talk mainly on their roster and everything. I'll chip in, but my point really that you made is this is going to be easier for the women to win gold, and a big reason for that is Canada head coach Dan Church resigned in December, so they have a new coach, and things of unrest has been the quote that I've seen so far doing my research, and now former NHL player and head coach Kevin Dineen is taking things over, and he wasn't able to beat the Americans, so...
I'm just, I'm just looking right here. This is the fifth Olympics where women's hockey has been in its past history. Only four teams have medaled in the Olympic women's hockey. The U.S. has won a gold medal, and Canada has won the last three gold medals. U.S. has two silvers, Canada has one silver, and then Sweden and Finland are the two other teams. Sweden has one silver and a bronze, and Finland has two bronze medals. So it's really four teams in this, and the U.S. beat Finland yesterday, a team that has medaled before, but yeah, it's just really, it's a two-horse race, and they've met in three of the four gold medal games, with Canada winning two of those.
The other thing I want to bring into that particular rivalry, I'm so glad you brought up that particular rivalry with the U.S.-Canada. You've heard the story about the October friendly, right?
Yeah.
The October friendly ended in a bloodbath, and that's putting it very mildly.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing, is that the IOC doesn't tolerate that kind of thing, but these teams don't like each other at all. There's hatred there. There's, like I said, and it was a bloodbath. That's the only way to put it. Maybe not necessarily no one got hurt or anything, but there still was a brawl. It broke out, and really coming into this, that's just competition. That's just the spirit of competition that the Olympics praises so much, and that's it manifesting in a less than friendly way.
Yeah, I like that. I think that that's a reason why I'll watch. I definitely think that, for the ladies to be able to get out there and scrap, that's something that it really impresses me, I'm not going to lie. And something I want to hit on, I've already talked Phil Kessel of the Maple Leafs, but his sister is on the U.S. Olympic roster, Amanda Kessel. She She was 41-0 in Minnesota in college, and she scored obviously the gold medal goal against Canada in the IIHF championships last year. So she's something to look forward to. She had a hip injury, so she's been hurt, but she'll be back in full force. She's been rehabbing it. Amanda Kessel.
Yeah, I was going to just say there is some bad blood, obviously, and the U.S. kind of has a bad taste in its mouth in 2010 when Canada did win. And remember, there was a little controversy of the Canadian women celebrating on the ice with beer, and a lot of people gave them criticism for that. And the U.S. Was still on the ice when they were doing that, and that kind of memory sticks in them and kind of ignites the ignites this Olympic run for them.
Yeah, hockey players don't forget. You know, they hold grudges, and you know, the same, I guess you just see that all the time. Just players don't like each other. They hold grudges, and the grudges don't last seasons. They last careers.
Yeah.
And with that being said, I think that'll round out our that'll round out the morning skate for us guys in the morning / afternoon skate. Almost 12:30, so a good hour and a half of talk for you guys. And you know, I want to thank you guys for joining us, and I want to thank Andrew Clare and Andrew Wallace. I know I had trouble distinguishing you guys quite a bit, but I mean, it's easy for me to just say, hey, it's Andrew. Oh, look, Andrew over there. But again, I want to thank you guys for coming in. So glad you could join me. And we'll be on next week at our normal time, 10 a.m. to 12. And I think we might have some Bama hockey for you there. I'm not sure who the roster will be for us, but I do know that we'll probably have Kendall, Taylor, and Eric back for you guys. But, yeah, Bama hockey tonight at 2:30 at Pelham. And, again, this is a production of WVUA Sports here. So, tune into the student section from Monday to Thursday, 2 to 3:30. And except on Friday, where Andrew Wallace, my boy in the studio here, he runs it from, I think it's 3 to 5. 3 to 5.
We're weird. We're weirdos.
Yeah, you're weirdos, but you guys get more to talk about. And it's Friday, you know. There's much more to talk about on Friday.
Get down on Friday.
All righty. But thank you guys for joining us. This was the Morning Skate. Roll Tide. We'll be right back.